Hello, San Francisco.
Hello, Santa Monica.
What's up, Tony Talks fam? It's your favorite podcast host coming at you with another fire episode. I've been gone for about, a month now?
A long time.
A minute. I've been gone for a minute. And if y'all ain't already heard, that's my husband on the other mic.
Oh, yeah.
Because guess what? It's Tony.
And Terrence.
Tuesday.
Ooh.
Y'all, yeah. It's been a minute. I've been living life. I've been doing things. I've been creating, picking up new hobbies, been living.
Yeah.
And I don't feel bad about it, but I'm back.
You back.
And I got my man with me. Mm-hmm. I got my man with me.
Yeah.
My husband.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hype babe. Me up. Yeah. Hype me up. So I guess before we get started, let's do a little prayer. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you so much for bringing us together to record another episode of Tony Talks, the podcast. Dear God, allow us to use our voice for good and not evil, and allow this message to hit whoever needs to hear this message. Dear Lord, let your will be done over this podcast. Let your will be done over this life, period, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I feel like Oprah.
My mic sound nice.
Oh, Tony Talks is on the radio.
Check one. My mic sound nice.
My girl Tony, stay coming with the looks. You hear me?
Check two. My mic sound nice.
Tony Talks is that girl.
Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake. Queez is in the house. Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Yo, you gotta be quiet. Tony Talks is on.
So what's been up?
I'm a writer. I'm in school. Full time, taking two summer classes. They're not whooping my butt, but they're classes. Been living life together, been serving every chance that I get. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I can't believe I did flag football with the men of the church. Body was sore for a while, but it was so exciting. It was just so exciting. Just recently, we just came back from signing Mason up to do piano lessons, and that is really exciting. We have been just everywhere. I just started therapy, guys.
Black man in therapy, give it up.
Just started therapy, and I feel like I'm going to enjoy it. It's a lot of things that I have to unpack, but anything to become a better person, right? So. Yeah, you can relate to that. Mm-hmm. And thank you. We also are doing pastoral counseling with our pastor at church. So that is eye-opening and kind of fun as well. But
we got to keep the marriage strong.
Yeah, we got to keep the marriage strong. We've been learning.
Absolutely.
Learning and growing and learning.
By the time this episode drops, we'll be 6 months in.
Six months. Where does time go? Where does the time go?
Right. 2025 is like, I got somewhere to be, y'all.
Where does the time go? That, it doesn't scare me, but it's like, where you got to go?
Right.
Where do you have to go? So.
Hey, can I come?
Right. So you want to start us off with the topic or how are we going to do this?
I don't have a topic. You know how Tony and Terrence Tuesdays go. Okay. So the other day we had a conversation, and that's basically what we're going to talk about. I don't have a topic for it. I don't have a name for it. I'll put a title to this episode, but I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to name it right now.
Okay.
So we just going to flow.
All right.
We were talking the other day, and I was like, oh my goodness, I wish the mics were set up because the conversation was so good, y'all.
But don't worry. I wrote some of it down.
You wrote some of it down. I ain't got nothing to go off of. I'm going off the dome.
All right, you do that. I'm a guest.
You can carry me.
I'm a guest. It wouldn't be right for the guest to show up.
Unprepared. Kick you off the show.
This is your show. All right, so I'll get started. The other day, I was watching my wife in her garden, and she was repotting one of these zucchini plants, and it was like a word just hit me. And what that word was about is how plants have to go through a repotting process.
Mm-hmm.
When they're at their smallest, they can survive in a small pot. But then you begin to notice them. They just start leaning over and looking pitiful. You can give them all the water that you can possibly can, but they still won't rise up to where they used to be. And that's when you notice that you have to repot the plant into a bigger space, into a bigger atmosphere. The zucchini had got really big.
Yeah.
It got really big. And she has it in a grow bed with two other zucchini plants. We ordered grow bags so we can transfer them. And the minute she took the zucchini plant out of the grow bed with the other two zucchini plants, it looked pitiful.
It was in shock.
I mean, it just leaned over and was like, I don't know what this is.
Put me back.
It was really sad. Like, all the leaves just drooped over, and it looked like we were going to lose that zucchini plant. Thankfully, for all of my holoculture people out there, zucchini plants grow a lot of zucchini all at one time.
They grow big.
Talk about you. Got me acting like I know what I'm talking about.
What you do? This is my first time gardening, so it's his first time gardening too. And I'm still learning.
I'm learning.
Yeah.
I am learning from her. She's learning from the web. I'm learning from her.
Yeah.
So it's all been working out.
So we moved that zucchini plant out of the grow bed into its separate pot so it could have more space.
More space.
And like he said, it experienced what is called shock.
Mm.
And the only way to know if the plant will survive or not is you have to just wait it out. You have to give it a few days, and if it lifts back up, you're good. And if not, then
SOL, gotta throw it away. You gotta throw it away. Sometimes the plant reacts immediately, and other times it takes time for the plant to get used to the bigger space. And once it does, like Tony's zucchini plant, it begins to sprout.
Yeah.
It'll start producing the vegetables that it never could have while in a smaller pot. If you know where we are heading, there's a word in that. And I was so excited. And
it is good, y'all.
And when I told her, I was like, ooh, this sounds good. This is real good.
I'm about to start shouting in here.
The word is simple. You can only grow so much living in and for the world. Mm. It's not until you really want to be sold out for God that's when he begins to, unroot or... What's the correct phrase? When he begins to just take you out and
uproot
put you...
Uproot your life.
Uproot. That's right. When he begins to uproot your life and repot you.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, we've experienced being repotted.
Absolutely.
Multiple times.
Still experiencing it.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
It's been less of a shock each and every repotting. So we're kind of getting like, ooh, okay.
We're like, okay, we know God moving.
But when we was really serious and trying to be sold out for Christ, it was like, oh,
because when we first started.
Mm-hmm. And this was before we got married. This is when we just started Mart.
We started Mart.
We denounced.
And it was like God taking us from the environment that we had always known.
Mm-hmm.
Into this different environment, which is out of the world, and into a life with him. And we experienced some shock. We were like, yo, we didn't know it was going to be like this. We experienced, you know, ups and downs and just like trying to understand why certain things were happening. We lost some friends. Some people distanced themselves from us. We don't know if it was on purpose or on accident, but it just happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to deal with grief, if we were going to be honest about that. Yeah. Grief about the things that we left behind in the world, not being sad about it, but just going through, you know, it's just a natural reaction to like thinking you lost something.
Mm-hmm.
But God had to open our eyes to that. And we had to realize we don't have to grieve being taken out of the world. What we grieve now is those that we did leave behind. And we're praying that we can pull them where we are.
And one of the messages that you had said, not me, but you, is sometimes God has to repot you so you can reach your fullest potential.
Right.
And that way your friends or family or whomever is watching,
when they see that fruit producing,
then they'll say, wow.
Yeah, they'll take notice.
I want to bloom like that. Mm-hmm.
What fertilizer did you use?
Right. Right. And it's important to note that when plants grow, you know, whether it's strawberries, whether it's zucchini, whether it's broccoli or whatever it is that sprouts from that plant, it's not for that plant. It's for the environment around it.
Yeah.
And so for us, we are growing into some fruit, you know, and our fruit is starting to show. It's not ripe yet, but it's getting there and it's looking good. It's looking real good.
And it is those that are connected to us, mm-hmm, that God has called to our hands that will also be able to feed, mm-hmm, off of what we, yep, produce.
Yep.
The fruit that we produce from him planting us in an environment that, yeah, first shocked us.
Yeah.
But then grew us.
Yes.
Bruh.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Bruh.
That was a good one. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It was uncomfortable. And let me make this, let me make another note about this, is a lot of the leaves that come with you or the branches that come with you when he repots you, a lot of them won't make it.
Ooh, that part.
A lot of them won't make it. And that's an analogy because a lot of people think they can go with you on that next level.
Yeah.
But they're not ready. And I mean this in all humbleness because I've been a dead leaf, a dead branch in someone else's life. But that does not mean that you just die, period. It's just, you just have to be removed from this particular plant. And hopefully later on, you'll grow into, you know, X, Y, and Z, your fullest potential. What you have to do next is you have to, unfortunately, cut those leaves off.
Yeah.
And that's hard because it's like, come on.
Right. Because you know what those leaves do?
What?
They hinder the growth,
ooh,
of the plant. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Man, I can't tell you how many times we experienced that in our own lives. We won't get into too much detail right now. However, we had to do that. A lot of individuals thought that, you know, they could continue on the journey, but it was hard. It was really hard to let some people go. I still think about some of those conversations that were had. But if you're not ready to elevate like the people around you, that's life in general, you know. Yeah. That's just life in general. You can't take everything.
Everybody. You can't take
everybody with you. And that's the reality of it. That's the reality of it. And what we're going to do is that we're going to pray that they reach their fullest potential, their max, their fruit bears good fruit. I mean, their plant bears good fruit, excuse me. That's all we can hope for. We can just pray for them and continue to pray for them. And if we see them in the future, it's all love.
This morning, whenever I was tending to the garden, something else had came to me too. Well, with this whole conversation that you brought up to me, I have a tomato plant. Mm-hmm. And
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It has started growing tomatoes, but the first two tomatoes that grew in, they had rotted on the bottom. I looked up. I said, maybe I can keep these tomatoes and the rot will just like not affect
the tomato. Rot, the rot will just
the
go
rot
away.
Will just it won't do away. Anything bad to it, right? I was being, you know, just trying to, because I didn't want to get rid of the tomatoes that had grown. And so I did some research. The research said that it is best to cut off the tomatoes that had the rotted bottoms because what it would do is suck the energy from the healthy fruit.
Oh, yeah.
I realized in that moment, I said, that's a word right there, too, because sometimes we try to hold on tight to the things that are sucking our energy, mm-hmm, to the people that's sucking our energy. The rotten fruit in our lives is sucking the energy from the good fruit that God is trying to produce in us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, bruh,
absolutely.
Let me go ahead and cut these tomatoes off.
Yeah, what a word. Absolutely. And I had looked at it as because the top of the tomatoes were red. Well, one of them was red. And how we look at, we always look at certain things from a surface level. And if we look at it from above, you would see, oh, this tomato is red. Okay.
I'm like, cute, dude. Oh, it yes. must be doing good.
But God will always give you a different angle mm-hmm. of how to look at a lot of things that you go through in life. And he gave us that, well, the analogy, he gave us the angle and it was like, oh, it's badly rotten.
Yeah.
It's like real bad. You know, if we would have kept this just because we had seen the surface level of it, mm-hmm. it would have made the plant worse. Like, you know, the plant would have probably died or, you know, would
not had produced as much as it could right. have.
Once again, that hurts because you see the potential in it.
But you have to cut it off.
But you have to cut it off. Oh, my gosh. You see the rot. You see it, but you still see more of it ripening in a sense. But at the same time, it's rotting and you have to get rid of it. And I'm sure we've all experienced some friends who on the surface were ripening into a nice red tomato. But it wasn't until they looked at the full picture. You looked at the full picture and saw that, they are a little rotted. You got to get rid of it. It's hard. It's hard to let people go that you've seen grow with you in a sense. But when you're still growing and they're not, it's like, what do you do?
Right.
And it's like, do you even have that conversation? Sometimes you do. Sometimes you don't. It really depends on the situation. But either way, you got to let it go. You got to let it go. However God tell you to let it go, just let it go. So, yes, we have to go through a repotting process. And then after the potting process, we have to go through a pruning process. And it's all worth it if you trust God and what he is doing in your life. You may be experiencing shock, but I guarantee you that shock is giving you and providing you the right nutrient that the grow bed that you were previously in could no longer give to you. This new nutrients that God is giving you, it comes with different things. I was talking to you about it and I was like, man, you remember when you were dabbling in witchcraft and all this?
I'm just kidding.
and you know, you were dabbling in witchcraft, but God had to repot you when he found out that you were sold out for him. Yeah. He was like, oh yeah, all right, cool. Now
I experienced some shock for sure. I was like, wait a minute.
Let me uproot you right quick mm-hmm. and repot you. And then you started getting those nutrients that you didn't think you needed. Yeah. And some of those nutrients, as I stated to you, were the spiritual gifts that we get. And yours is prophecy. And it's like, wow, you never think that you could get these kind of spiritual gifts, spiritual right. powers, or nutrients.
I thought I was going to be a tarot reader whole time.
Mm.
Well, I thought maybe one day I would get into that
mm-hmm.
whole time. God's like, girl, bye.
Please.
That is not it.
Please. Please.
Yeah. Ultimately, we're still left with the choice to make whether we're going to stay small
mm-hmm.
and produce less than what God has for us.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're going to let God use us in the way that he sees fit, remove us from the environment that we've always known or are afraid to let go of,
mm-hmm.
and see just how much fruit we can produce then. Just like what Pastor Chris said, and Pastor Chris is our pastor at Mark Church. Just like what he said this past Sunday, God puts pressure on us to produce the fruit in our lives. Producing the fruit doesn't come without pressure. It's not just going to grow it because things were easy. Mm-hmm. You're just like the plants. You move to a new environment. You experience shock. You might experience turmoil. Mm-hmm. You experience people falling away. But
it's so uncomfortable.
When that fruit starts producing.
Yeah.
When your life is changed.
Yeah.
When you let God have his way, I don't know if it's a pot big enough.
Right. Right. I think it's an endless journey of being repotted.
Yes.
It's an endless
constantly
journey.
Constantly evolving in Christ.
Because Christ is forever and our job is not done until we are gone, until mm-hmm. we die. You're going to experience different levels of repotting whenever he sees fit. He's like, okay, all right. And it usually comes with obeying.
Yes.
It really comes with obeying.
Yeah, because he can't move you to the next level if you didn't obey what he told you to do in mm-hmm. the previous level.
Right, right. He's probably saying, look, I didn't give you this fertilizer. I didn't give you the water. I didn't give you the...
Bruh, and you know what I just realized? And the more that you grow in Christ, the more you're going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. you're going to constantly go through. We don't go through this thing with Christ and not think we're not going to go through nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. People just assume that it's just a one-time thing, or you experience one thing. Being persecuted or something like that, and be like, okay, yeah, I got through that. That was simple. Or, you know, I didn't think I was going to get through that. But then you realize it's until you die, yeah. You know, we have to live for Christ and we have to die for Christ. So which one are you going to choose? Mm-hmm. Huh?
I'm getting repotted, baby.
Yeah, we have to, especially for our engaged listeners and our newlywed listeners, which is still us as well. But mm-hmm. we can speak from experience. You're in a serious relationship, so you're in this pot. But when you get married, when you go before God, that's automatic. When you say, I do. All right, repot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is no, I need to think, I need to do this right? God's not thinking. He's like, no, God loves marriage. So
and
when,
you know what the shock is with that?
What?
Having to die to self.
Having to die to self.
Oh my gosh.
Having to die for self. And that's also.
I'm still in shock.
That's all. Right. Right. We're six months in and we're still learning.
Like,
but
what
this,
you mean though?
This is a learning process each and every day. When he put us in the marriage pot, we're still cutting off leaves and branches, because we have to become one. Our roots have to come together so that we can grow together. What used to work in our individual pots or relationship pot can't work in this marriage pot. So it's
exactly.
going to be uncomfortable.
That's good, babe.
Right. It's going to be uncomfortable, but it's worth it.
Yeah,
it is. It's so worth it. And we, you know, just being transparent, we just had a moment. Mm-hmm. Like, it ain't, if you think it's been sunshine and rainbows, it hasn't. Not every single day.
No.
We went through a period of a few weeks where
just
it was
like,
just
boy,
get out of my face. Like, that's what it was.
Yeah.
But we're realizing that God is trying to prune us. And there are some things that we just don't want to let go. We can't let go. Or it's like, oh, I never thought I would have to depart from that.
Yeah. He's trying to filter out that gunk that's mm-hmm. left in us from being in our own pots, those old roots.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to filter those out, so all that's left in us is him.
Right. Like, you're getting fused into one big plant.
Yeah.
One big plant. And the enemy will see an opening and he will definitely try to take it. But when you trust God and you trust the pruning process, you just trust the process overall. I believe it, and I'm just speaking over our lives and, you know, the newly married couples and the ones that want to get married, a lot of fruit will come from it. If you tend to it, I guarantee you will make as many zucchinis as as the Lord will allow you to make. Yeah. it's so fun. And that now, since I'm in therapy, I'm going through an individual pruning process.
Yeah.
You know, so,
which is necessary.
Which is 1000% necessary, because I'm already, y'all, I had one session, and I'm like, oh my God.
Got some work to do.
I have some work to do, and she exposed a lot of things. Like, this is the first meeting. I didn't think all of this was going to be revealed, but my pruning will make room for her. My pruning will make room for this marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. I'm excited to go down this journey. She's already been through it, but she's also learning, even in marriage counseling, that we still got some work to do.
Yeah.
We still got some work to do. And to hear from other couples, some we know one couple, the husband told me that, yeah, we're 10 years in and we're still going through, or we just saw something in our garden that has to get pruned.
Yeah.
You know, there are couples, sometimes y'all will have years and years and years and years and years of bliss, but then something will happen and it's like, oh, what? But the great thing that he told me was, get it all out now, like, figure it all out now. And that way, you know, as you're learning and growing, it'll get better as the years go on. And you'll learn to communicate. You'll learn to talk to your spouse and just you'll learn to meet your spouse and meet their needs. However, it's a never ending journey of being repotted.
I love being a pot with you.
Ooh.
We got a big old pot.
Mm-hmm. I love when my roots touch your roots.
Ooh.
Yes. So, yeah. Yeah. That was the word that I received. And when I told her and her reaction to it, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was really good. I was like, we got to record that. Mm-hmm. I hope that y'all got something from this episode because when Terrence shared this word that God had given him with me, I was like, man, that's so good. I got something from it. So I pray that somebody was touched by this word. And like I said before, you have a choice to make. Either you're going to stay small or you're going to grow.
Grow.
And I pray y'all choose to grow because it's beautiful out here.
It is.
It's beautiful.
You have fruit that other people need.
Yes.
This fruit is not for you.
It ain't just for you, baby.
It's not for you. It's for other people to feed. It's for other people so that they can feed themselves and then eventually feed others.
Yes.
So don't be selfish. Don't be stingy.
And that's the work of a disciple.
It is. So
we grow in Christ and we pull others along with us. We bring them along.
Mm-hmm.
They feed off of the knowledge that God has instilled in us that we pass over to them. They feed off of that. They get nourished. They grow and they go and they grab somebody else.
It's never ending. It's never ending. Just because you disciple two people, your work is not done.
It's not over.
It's not done. You have to. It's a continuous process.
And I think that's all we got to say.
Let me close my notebook on that. Let me close it on that. Y'all, this wasn't supposed to be my episode, but I took over.
Good episode, babe.
Ooh,
this
you're
was
welcome.
A good one. Like I said, I pray y'all got something from it. I pray you have an amazing rest of your week. Go out, produce, grow, be repotted so that you can feed somebody else. I love y'all so much.
I love y'all too.
Peace.